Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Chaf Beis Birkas Hodas Hatov Vahara, the brachos, as we'll see, of Shachianu Hatov Ameitiv and Dayan Emes, as we'll start Sif Aleph. Al Shmuel Shein Tovos Lo Levado Vivera Shachianu V'Mein Tovos Lo L'Acherim Mivarech Hatov Ameitiv. Someone who hears good news that affects him personally, and brings him great joy. As we'll see, for example, big financial gain. He recites the bracha of Shechianu. If the good news impacts other people as well, he recites the bracha of Hatova Meitiv. The double use of the root Tov refers to the kindness Hashem showered on both the one reciting the bracha and the others. So that's why you say Atova Meitiv when the good news impacts others as well. We saw this yesterday as well, that someone who owns property in need of rain and does not share it with a partner or have wife or children, he recites Shechianu when it rains, and someone who has a partner, a wife or children, he'll recite Hatova Meitiv in the same circumstance. So this is a continuation of yesterday's halachas, and we continue now with the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. When do we say that when you hear good news, you recite these brachos? That's only if you hear the news from a trustworthy person, a reliable source. V'zeh ha'adam, and also that person who's reporting the news, ra'av ba'atmo, that he himself saw the incident. Avalim shama shemua. However, if a person just hears some report or some news, bein shmua taiva, whether it's good news, shetarach levarach aleh atova meitiv v'shachianu, whether it's good news that demands atova meitiv v'shachianu, bein shmua ra, whether it's a bad shmua, that a bad report that would demand making a bracha of Diana Emes, the ein Hamagid Neman, and the one who is telling over the news and the report is not reliable. Osha Hamagid Lo Ra Ba'atmo, or the person who's telling it over did not see it himself. Then Lo Yivarech, then you would not go ahead and make the bracha. Now, another halacha, Mishnah Berurah continues on, is V'chenim shama shenitbas ha'gazlan shegazlan imena lo yivarech ad sheyashiv lo hagzela. In a scenario where a person hears the good news, but the nature of the good news has not come to full fruition. For example, you hear that a gazlan who stole from you was caught. So you should not lo yivarech ad sheyashiv lo hagzela. In that scenario, you should not make the bracha until it actually came to full fruition, where the gzela was actually returned to you. Because obviously, if you just caught the gazlan but you don't get the money back, he used up all the money, then what good is the good news? Misha huchrach machmas aniyoso, someone who's compelled due to his poor state. He's destitute. Lakachas isha, he therefore has to marry a woman, Ashira, who's wealthy, shelo b'chepto, but he doesn't really want to marry her. So the bracha he'll make is v'varech hatov v'hameitiv v'dayan emes. He'll make both brachas of hatov v'hameitiv and dayan emes, hatov v'hameitiv in, I guess, hitting the jackpot, and dayan emes because he did not really want to marry this woman. Obviously, this is an interesting situation that needs further you know, a discussion if someone decides to marry a woman just for her money. But anyway, ukibaduma shekayom imatim bebrachos elu. And he says it's pretty clear that nowadays these brachas are said in a very limited fashion. Gam b'sefer mor uktiya mefakvek b'zeh, in the sefer mor uktiya as well, he takes issue with some of the scenarios in which the brachas are made, and some of the situations where the bracha is not made. But, you know, it's pretty clear that the nature of the you know, joy, as we'll see, has to be one in which the person is, you know, truly happy. He has a big, big financial gain. We'll see tomorrow having a boy and having a girl, Tilvan Meiti, Vinchechianu, etc. We continue on, Sipkot and Beis, Shmuos, Nakat Beloshon Rabban. The Shulchan Aruch used the term Shmuos, Shein Tovos, plural, Nakat Beloshon Rabban. Uses a plural form of the word, even though one good report alone would be enough for these brachos. He says, Lahoros, this is to teach us, Shim Shama, Kama Shmuos, if you heard a number of good reports in one shot, Dailo bebracha achas. It's enough to make one bracha. In fact, we'll see tomorrow that, you know, if a person has twins, twin boys, so he makes a tova meitiv on both of them. You don't make two Hatova Meitivs, you make one Hatova Meitiv. We'll see that tomorrow. We continue on. Sif Katan Gimel, Mevarach Shechiyanu. When the good news is only affects him personally, he makes a Shechiyanu. Hainu Kishiyesh Lo Simcha Me'ashmur. This is where it brings him great joy. V'chein lehifuch, and so to the opposite by Dayan Emes, when you make the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes, which we'll see in Sif Beis, kishiyesh lo tsar me'ashmua, when you make the bracha of Dayan Emes, that's specifically when you have tsar, when it causes you great pain, the shmua, the report, the news, the bad news, that's when you'll make the Dayan Emes. And that, flowing into that, we see Sif Beis, Al Shmuos, Ros, Mevarech, on hearing bad news which causes great pain, as we just said. Mevarech Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayan HaEmes. The bracha that he makes, okay, is that a bracha of acknowledging his acceptance of Hashem's judgment. That's the bracha that he makes. Sif Gimel. Chayev Adam Levarech Al Ara B'das Shlema V'Nefesh Chafeta K'derech Shemevarech B'Simcha Al HaTova. A person should recite the bracha of Dayan HaEmes on the bad news, bad tidings, with the same wholehearted joy he would recite the bracha of HaTova Meitiv. So again, Chayev Adam Levarech Al Ara B'das Shlema V'Nefesh Chafeta K'derech Shemevarech B'Simcha Al HaTova. Why? Why should you go ahead and recite the bracha of Dayan Emes with the same wholehearted joy that he would make the bracha of Atova Meitiv? The reason this is ki yara la'ovdei Hashem, to the Oved Hashem, bad and good news, bad news, he's simchasam v'toivasam. That is a pleasure and joyous for him as well. Why? Kevan shemekabel me'ava masha gazar alav Hashem, because he has accepted with ava, with great love, the gzeros of Hashem, that which Hashem has deemed should happen to him, and he accepts it. Nimsa shekabalas razu hu oved es Hashem. It comes out that this acceptance of the ra is itself avodas Hashem shehi simchalo, which is a joy to him, which is a pleasure to him. Obviously, the question is, then why don't you just make hatova meitiv? Because obviously, there is a recognition that in this world these are not something that you personally desire, but what you are supposed to do is turn it into a service of Avodas Hashem, recognizing ultimately that in the scheme of things it is for the good. As we'll see, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet Kedera Shemavarech Ki Be'emes. What's the real bottom line of it, that you're making a bracha here? Because the truth is, Kol HaYisurin, all great Yisurin, all great things that happen, terrible, bad things that happen to a person, Ein Beguf, whether it's financial, whether it's a physical Yisurin, a person gets very sick, or Bein Bamamo, which is a tremendous, or he takes a tremendous financial loss. Who are called kapara, all of these things are kapara al avonos, a kapara for a person's sins. Again, this is the way a person is supposed to internalize it. Obviously, you're not supposed to necessarily say this to a person himself who you see going through this, but the person himself ultimately struggles with this, and this is his recognition, to recognize that he won't need to go ahead and have these type of yisurin and punishments in Olam Haba. Shashama onesh, there the onesh, who harbe yoseh gadol, it's much greater. Who could the yisurin and midrash, like we see in the midrash, that Yitzchak tava yisurin, Yitzchak avinu requested yisurin for a kapara, haynu shehu hikir godel midas hadin shel asid, as he recognized how great the judgment is in the next world. Ukein zeg also amar gam kein David haMelech alav haShalom samar v'pachta for David haMelech himself requested these yisurin samar v'pachta chab sari mishtecha yareisi v'tava biatzmo yisurin. He asked for yisurin, Kadesh Yinakem Mikol V'Kol, to be totally cleansed. The Loyis Tarach L'Fchador, he wouldn't need to go ahead and Mipachtecha. He wouldn't need to go ahead and have any more fear. So Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to Yitzchak, going back to Yitzchak who requested it, Chayecha Davar Tov Atamavakesh. Says this is something good that you request. Mimcha Ani Maschil. And from you I will begin. And we see that Hashem gives in to Yitzchak, and when he was a Zakein, Techena Eina Meros, his eyes were dimmed, he became a shtickle blind, as we know about Yitzchak. But ultimately, Yitzchak, on his tremendously high level, actually embraced the Yisurin. Everyone says how today, you know, we misfollow that we should have good in life, and somehow we should be able to have the yisurin in our steiging in Tyra, maimis ourselves in Tyra, and halavai we should be able to grow the same way without yisurin as we would with yisurin. Amen. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch now goes on. Stiff. Dalin. Baruch Allah Toiva, Toiva Meitiv, Afal Pisha Yoru Shema Yavolo Ra Bimenu. Person should still make the Baruch Allah Toiva Meitiv, even though he fears that this Tov, he sort of projects that it could lead to something bad, Kigon Shematza Metzia. He sees something, and he picks it up, and he finds a metziah, and he's very happy, and it's good for him, it's good for his family, that's why he's making a tova meitiv. But he's still concerned, Yari Shema Yishama la Melech. He's concerned that, oh, in the end, you know, the Melech's going to find out that he found this thing, the Yikach Kolashalo, and take everything of his. So ultimately, even though it was good, but it's going to lead to bad, in the end it'll be worse. He'll take this and take more things, and V'chein Mevarech Al Ra. But even so, as we said, he still makes the Atova Meitiv. We're not concerned about what's going to be in the future. And so too, he's a person that should make a bracha al hara on something that is bad news that occurs to him. He'll make the bracha al barach dayan ha'emes, af al pisha yavo al lo tova meno, even though ultimately a good will come of it. Kigon shabalo shetaf al sadehu, if where his field got flooded, af al pi. So you make a dayan ha'emes because your field got flooded, things got ruined, things got messed up, but ultimately, Kishayavor Hashetef he tovelo. After the water damage passes, it's ultimately going to be good for him. Shehishke Sadeu, it watered his field, so he doesn't make a tova meitiv there. He still make a dayan haemes. What's the idea? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Afal pishiyareki ain lano listakel ba'asu. We don't look to the future. Sheafshesh lo yekain. It's possible that you know all the good that you think is going to come, or all the bad that you think is going to come. All the bad you think is going to come from the good, or all the good you think is going to come from the bad, might not ultimately happen. What's an example of good that ultimately turns to bad, that might turn to bad, is the example of the Metziah, where you find something and he's worried that the Melech is going to take it. Mr. Brewer Sivkat Mavav. The Yarei She'alilu Olav, he's worried that people are going to rat him out. The Yichu Es Asher Lo, and then the Melech and the government will take his Metziah that he found and all his money. Umayri Sheyeshlo Anshe Abayis. Now this halacha here, when he says Mevarach al Tova Tova Meitiv in such a scenario, so Mishnah Brura just points out, obviously if we're talking about the bracha of Tova Meitiv to make, the halacha is discussing where he has people that live in the house with him, Sheyesh Bazet Tova, it will be a Tova Gam Lahem. It will be a tova also for him, for not only him but for his family. Shayach berkas atova meitiv, and it would be shayach to make a bracha of atova meitiv. He loved Hachi, because if not, if it would be no other family members, it's just him, a single person with no family, and all he had was this. He found the metziah, and it was only ultimately be good for him. So then. Yeshlo levarech rak shechianu, he'd make a shechianu, but then again, he'd still make the shechianu, even though it's possible that bad will come out of it. So the point is that hatova meitiv and shechianu are both made on the present situations. If the present situation is good for you and others, it impacts you and others. Even though bad might ultimately come of it, you make hatova meitiv, and if it impacts and it affects you, only you personally, then you'll make a shechianu, again with no concern that ultimately bad will come of it, and vice versa when it comes to the bracha of dayan emes. The poskim discuss how even though the Mishnah Brura says it seems that these brachas are limited today, really there's a Ber Halacha later on, and it's basically in Reish Chaf Gimel, we'll see tomorrow, that one in real situations of Atova, Meitiv, and Shechianu, where it's mamish a big financial gain, some real big simcha, person, and he hears the good news, he really should make the bracha. So too, if you heard really bad news, death of a close relative, revelation, which again is it's a minhag to make it on. Everyone makes it a baruch dayan emes on death of a relative, a close relative. But also, if a person has revelation that he has a terminal illness or a great financial loss, you make dayan emes, you should make the baruch dayan emes. Again, there are reasons why
there are reasons why the minhag has become to limit it, but again, in clear-cut situations, the brachas should be made.